During his State of the State address last month, Governor Rick Snyder pledged to create what he's calling the Michigan Office for New Americans. He did so on January 31st and named our next guest to run the office. Bing Goey is from Grand Rapids, Michigan. The idea is to attract and retain highly skilled immigrants here in the state. Bing Goey emigrated to the United States from Indonesia via the Netherlands in 1960. His Eastern Floral Company has 6 locations, and Bing Goey joins us on Current State to talk about the early days and the future of Michigan's Office for New Americans. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Nice to meet you. We've briefly discussed the idea behind the Office for New Americans, but tell us more. Why do you think Governor Snyder formed this office?
You know, what is interesting about Governor Snyder, and I met him on the campaign trail in 2010 when he was running for the office of governor. You know, he is a very innovative and visionary type of leader. He doesn't sit on his laurels. He in the last 3 years, what he created, 220-some thousand private sector jobs and all those things. But he realizes that as the state of Michigan, as it must continue to grow, it must find different sources for its growth. And so he looked at the talent, the international talent that is already here in terms of our international students and other immigrants, and recognizes that as we shift from a manufacture-based economy to a knowledge-based economy, that we need different kinds of talent. And those talents come from STEM field, educated young men and women. And so he looked at this and said, why would we not want to retain these young talents that we already have in the state of Michigan? We know based on our studies that by year 2018, Michigan will need to fill 274,000 STEM field-related jobs by 2018. And so we don't have that many U.S.-born citizens and students here in those fields. And so he looked at that and said, but we have international students here studying in those STEM field related positions. And so he was very interested in making sure that we would do everything we can to be able to fill those 274,000 jobs with the talent that we needed.
You're an immigrant yourself, of course. You run a floral business.
Mm-hmm.
Besides those obvious qualifications here, tell us more about why you think you got this job.
Well, I think the reason I got this job is because I was working in Grand Rapids in West Michigan in this area already. We knew in West Michigan that we needed to create a more diverse and inclusive economy, bringing in the talents of everyone, no matter where they came from, no matter what they looked like. We were looking at talent as the only criteria. And so I think he heard about my efforts there, and I think he felt that was something that he wanted to have done at a state level. And I'm assuming that he vetted that out and felt that I was the right person to lead his efforts in making sure that the state of Michigan continues to grow in its economy, and that this economy is shifting and is changing and is requiring different types of talent than we needed maybe 30, 40 years ago.
We'll also note that you've run as a Republican for the State House in Grand Rapids a couple of times, unsuccessfully, as it turns out. But tell us more about the mission of the Office for New Americans. It is to analyze proposals and policies related to immigrants and to make recommendations about them to the governor. What policies or proposals are on your radar at this point?
Sure. The governor has already stated that he's requested the federal government to give the state of Michigan these additional 50,000 EB-2 visas. EB-2 visas are the visas that are for people with advanced degrees and exceptional business skills. And so, he wants to use that to help reinvent the city of Detroit, because we need Detroit to be economically strong. He also wants to use that as an incentive to bring new population back to Detroit, because, Detroit has lost significant population. And he's also wanting to use the EB-5 designation, which is the EB-5 regional center designation, as a way to improve foreign investments using their dollars to invest in new businesses here in the state of Michigan. If granted the regional center designation, Michigan will only be the second state in the nation to have received that designation. Vermont will be the first one.
We're talking with Bing Goey, the new director of Michigan's new Office for New Americans. Governor Snyder calls himself the nation's most pro-immigration governor. I have to ask what you know about his position on federal immigration reform.
Sure. I think what he's talking about is legal immigration. He believes that the programs that we already have will allow us to, if used properly, will allow us to grow our economy in the state of Michigan, will allow us to fill the holes that we need in our jobs that are being unfilled because of the lack of talent. And, he's working hard to make sure that the federal policies does not inhibit us and prevent us from doing those things in the state of Michigan.
His emphasis last month was on, as we've been discussing, immigrants with skills. Do you know where the government or the governor or the administration stands on, say, a path to citizenship?
No, I really don't know. And I think that is one of the things he's just asked the federal government to do, is to make a decision on that matter. He does not have a position on that. He's more concerned about the fact that we do need, in the state of Michigan, we do need more of these high-talented, advanced-degree individuals to help us continue to grow our economy. And, we as a state, he has no say in the matter of, the pathway to citizenship or all those other issues, because they are federal issues. Mm-hmm. All he's asking the federal government to do is make a decision so that we don't get distracted by this conversation.
Well, given the creation of this office, do you think the governor could take a position on a pathway to citizenship if he were to win a second term, for example?
Well, you know what? You have to ask him that question.
I don't know.
No,
he's officially agnostic or impartial on the decision.
At least that's what I'm hearing. And his instructions to me was being, you have to figure out a way so that we can retain the talent. You know what's happening in a global economy like this is that, where before maybe our talent pool was regional or statewide, our talent pool now really is the world. The world's really shrinking, right? And the talent is coming from all over the world. And we as a state must make sure that we are doing everything we can to bring that type of talent to supplement and add to the talent we already have in the state of Michigan. We just don't have enough. And so we want to use that as another pool, talent pool, to be able to fill those jobs that we need in order to continue to grow our economy in the state of Michigan.
What do you say to English first proponents? Should a mastery of English be required of immigrants?
Well, I don't know if that should be a requirement. All I'm saying is that, most of these individuals that we're recruiting are people who already are very proficient in English, and they are, they're highly skilled, and they're also studying for an advanced degree. So, at least in this particular area of work that I'm involved with, I don't think that speaking English is an issue for these particular students.
What are the current obstacles facing immigrants in Michigan?
In regards to,
well, just the larger picture, legal immigrations.
Well, I think the challenge is for many of these students, and I've been talking with many of these students already, these international students. The challenge is to find jobs and to find reduce the very difficult process that employers have to go through, that they have to go through in order to be employed. Here in the state of Michigan because of federal policies. And I think what we're asking is, can you at least, look at your immigration policies, and can you at least make it more reasonable without giving up the security issues and all those things that's important to us as a nation? But can you at least make it somewhat more manageable so that we can retain the talent that we need in the state of Michigan to continue to grow our economy?
Do you feel your office is adequately funded?
At this point, we are really working hard to make sure that we can work with what we have. We certainly, sometimes money is not always the answer, but certainly money is an important part of that as well. And I look at this as an investment. I've been in business all my life, and I know that there were times in which my staff would say, "Well, why are you doing that now?" And I said, "Well, because if we don't do this now, we will pay a lot of bigger expense and a lot bigger cost further down the road. So this is really an investment in the future. And I think that's what Governor Snyder is looking at. And we will certainly be very, listen, I'm a business person. I don't want to waste money. I've never wanted to waste money in my business either. So we will make very good use of the whatever funds that we have to make sure that we accomplished the ultimate goal, which is better paying jobs for the citizens of Michigan, a growing economy that is sustainable and that is also competitive with the world, and we will you know make sure that you know we will have the talent needed in order to you know to continue that growth.
How are those dollars best spent? Do you think? Are you that far into the process that you've started to assess that?
Well, you know, this is my third week, so we've been doing a lot of thinking. And the governor has had other people, you know, involved in this matter for some time already. So the best way to use it is to educate the employers, because businesses also may not realize the programs that's available out there to help them grow. You know, the thing about this whole policy of the new Office for New Americans and the governor's vision for the utilization of immigrants and immigration as an economic tool is that it is not only about immigrants. You know, the strategic plan or the strategy of immigration is not a zero-sum game. It's not immigrants win and non-immigrants lose or vice versa. It's, you know, his vision is to create to use this tool as a way for everyone to win. So I think, you know, how we will use it is to educate the employers, to educate the students to the possibilities that are available in the state of Michigan, and to educate the citizens of the state of Michigan to understand how valuable this will be for the future of the state of Michigan, for their children, for their grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Do you see any inconsistency in the governor's desire to create a welcoming atmosphere for immigrants while at the same time taking a position on issues like gay marriage or granting benefits to the gay partners of state employees that his critics, at least, would say are reasons for gays not to stay in Michigan?
You know, I think the governor certainly has his reasons for taking that position, and I don't know what they are, and that's his decision. My responsibility as the director of this new particular office is to look at how do we create this welcoming culture for immigrants, and those are things that we have to do, and certainly that may play into some other areas that is being discussed, some other social issues, but I can't speak for the governor, and he's made the decisions, and I'm sure those decisions are based on. And solid reasons for making those decisions.
We want to thank our guest. Bing Goey is the new director of Michigan's Office for New Americans, and he's been on the job just a few weeks. We've been chatting with him. Thank you, Bing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.